site.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh yeah, JB! What are you looking for over there, JB?
I don't know.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. I've been here forever and I'm still not ready. I mean, come on. It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. Every time I walk in, it's a surprise that we're doing a show.
I know. I was just making sure my phone was on silent.
No, no worries. No need today.
I think it's
Super
in the
Tuesday. Who cares? Who cares? All right?
And what is Super Tuesday?
People are voting. They're not on their phones.
Oh, it's not just like a fun Tuesday.
No, oh. I wish it was. I wish it was. But it's Super Tuesday. Get a rock the vote. Cut a hole through your vote and then put your dick inside of it. Just fuck the vote, dude. Yeah. Rock that vote.
Mm-hmm.
Rock that vote. Rock Nevo.
Swifties are going to be out at the polls. So.
Are they? Doing mm-hmm. what? Voting
I don't
for
know.
Two candidates who we already know are going to win?
That's I don't
the
know.
Weird thing about this primary season here is we already know who's going to win, and it'll be over after tonight. That's it. Tomorrow morning, it'll be all over. We'll have the two candidates. No need. You know, now Biden could die. That's about it going into November. But other than that, it's over, so there's kind of a little fanfare. I'd be surprised if the Swifties came out and they were like, oh, yeah, I got to vote for 82-year-old Joe Biden today. I don't think that's going to be a big thing. I don't see a big turnout either way, to be honest with you.
I don't know. If Taylor Swift tells you to go out and vote.
She's not here right now, and that's the problem. So she's in another country right now, back on her bullshit, coughing all over people. She's sick. They're wondering if she's going to die out there. And, you know, I'm not sure if she is. I'm worried about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing a lot these days.
Yeah.
Too much these days.
And a boyfriend on top of it,
oh,
please.
And Super Tuesday telling people to vote.
Please.
Christ. She is living away. Living away. But she's not on spring break. Let me tell you that. So stop partying, Taylor Swift. People who are trying to party, get their fuck on, get a little screw on, trying to get a little fuck on. Can't do it in Miami.
Okay.
Can't do it. Can't have fun in Miami anymore. It's for gays and an artist. That's all Miami's there for anymore. There's no more spring breakers down there in Miami. They released a video, Bob. If we could play this for everybody.
Yeah.
They mean business.
Before we do so.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just set the record straight? There never was spring break in Miami.
I've done it. It was a fucking blast.
In Miami?
In Miami.
Or around
in
Miami.
In Miami, on Miami Beach.
Oh.
I've got photos of it somewhere. And I had a great time. Mm. It was a fucking topless beach when I was there. And I was like, holy shit.
I was never a big spring break spot when I was in school.
Yeah,
I knew people who went, but it was never
you
a
need
large group.
So much money to do anything.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, Delco, full disclosure. At that time, I had a sweet job in college that was paying me a lot of money. So I had the money to do it.
I was not that flush.
So. I wasn't either, man, until that year. And I was like, oh boy, where are we going? Yummy. Let's fucking go. And when you have money, that's the thing. I always talk about this in the show. For years, about being rich and how awesome it is. Mm-hmm. There's periods where you've been there where you're like, holy fuck, I can really do anything? This is awesome. Like, the hype is real on it. Anybody who says money can't buy happiness is a fucking liar. Or they just don't have cool friends and family to spend the money on.
They're
poor. Exactly. But when you do have it, holy shit, it really is funner. You can do whatever you want, anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you told me as a college kid at fucking 20 years old, Miami for spring break, I was going to be looking at titties all day. Like, it's nuts, dude.
Right.
College
it's nuts.
Was so cheap, though.
It was.
Like, you'll never drink cheaper in your life.
No, you won't. You won't.
I've said before, many college bars I've been to, you could go in there with a $20 bill and kill yourself.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On the right night?
Fuck. Yeah. I'm doing, before we get to the spring break video, because there's a lead into it,
I mean, can I tell you what UCF bars were? It was $5 cover, all you can drink. Like, yeah. you didn't pay for drinks.
Penny shots, like, whatever.
I'm going to take this a step further. Bob, is it going to fuck you up if I ask you to look for something with that video up?
No.
Okay. So we are working on college deals for Hard AF Seltzer. We will be announcing those here in the next 2 weeks. A couple of them have closed. One of them last night, right after I got off air on Drinking Bros. So this morning I took a meeting and... there was maybe 12 people on this call. They were older, and their concern was over 8% alcohol. And they were like, no lie. One guy on the phone goes, I'm concerned that might be a little too strong. I don't know if college students drink that. And I was like, when was the last time you were in college? Because that's the only thing. Whatever the thing was, the highest ABV of blackoutness, the shots, you used to make all of them, the cement mixers, the bloody brand. Give me all the things that would get me fucked up, and that's what I was doing. And 11 of us out of the 12 had a huge laugh on the phone, and it was awesome. One guy pipes up, and you know, on these fucking Zoom calls, some people on video, you can't see the other people, all the other shit, right? It's kind of a checkered board. And a guy goes, and I couldn't see his face, and he just goes, hey, man, have you heard of Borgs? And he goes, that's what all the kids on this campus are drinking right now. And I was
Borgs.
Like, I go, what's a Borgs? Fucking Borg?
Oh, you don't know a Borg, bro?
I mean, no. You probably participated with Borgs, but you didn't call it Borgs.
Bob, this is a nice little layup here for you. It's a nice little alley-oop. Why don't you tell the audience what Borgs are?
A Borg is, it's B-O-R-G, and it stands for Blackout Rage Gallon.
Yep.
Blackout Rage Gallon?
Yeah, which we did. We just didn't call it Borg.
Right.
Yeah, it was like something punch or like, you know what I mean? Like,
you get a water jug. You fill it halfway
show a picture
grain
to
alcohol.
People. Yeah, show the picture to
and
the
it's
people.
It's grain alcohol? Is that? Okay.
We always did grain alcohol, yeah.
Now,
we always
what's
did
fun is
153.
The kids name their Borgs.
Yes. Yes, they do.
So here's this kid's got Borg and Freeman.
Oh, that's good.
I've seen Brown versus the Borg of Education. I mean, the Borg names are fucking incredible.
Brown v. Borg
you
is
you know
is
what,
my
you
favorite.
Guys, there might be hope.
Once I saw this
there
Borg
might
stuff,
be hope.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I actually think Gen Z is actually a good generation.
No, calm your fucking ass down.
Here's the thing. But, you don't, because we're not putting these people front and center. Put these girls up there. Right there. That's perfect. Either way, it's fine.
I love this.
That's hope. That's the fucking hope that Obama promised us in 2008, and he didn't deliver.
Let's
get Borged up. Look
ask
at this.
Ask me about my emotional Borgage.
Well,
I love these kids.
We might be okay, you guys. We might be okay.
Do I? So that was brought up on this phone call this morning. I've never laughed harder, and like instantly I'm looking up all of these things on the thing, and I can't say which college it is until this other deal closes, but holy shit, dude.
What's this
I loved
one?
It so much.
Happy Borg, what?
Industrial Borg, Happy Borg Day. I mean, I'll try to find some better ones, but like the Borg names, I saw a bunch last spring on the few like Barstool college accounts I still follow, and they're like for Mizzou, and they fucking killed me.
Oh god, Borg and Freeman, but Brown v Borg is probably my winner.
That's
there.
Really good. Beef Bourguignon. That'd be mine.
Anthony,
I guess.
Bourgain.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. Let's go. So this was the greatest thing I ever brought up in a serious conversation with.
What's that?
Another
Justin
college
Borgen?
And a bunch of investors on a phone call today. Oh, Justin Borgen's nice.
Justin B. Borg.
Oh, B. Borg.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Justin B. Borg. Look at those.
But you, it's Borg. Like a, it's when not, it's like a thing, like everyone has to have a Borg name.
Yep.
When I tell you we could do this all day
all
and
day
I'd
long.
Be fine.
All day long we could do this. All day long.
The listeners would be like, shut up, but I'm
all in.
Down
we could show these pictures
all
day and go to the names and all that other stuff. God, these are so good. So anyways, that was the phone call I was on this morning. And I was like, oh, well, everybody's looking to fucking still rage. Like, I was with you. I was like, maybe they don't fucking rage anymore. No, everybody fucking rages. This is stupid. We're not showing it anymore because the media doesn't want us to have any fucking fun or show people having fun and all that shit. Instead, the city of Miami's posting these goddamn videos. Play this fucking video here, Bob, with these sad sacks of shit.
Hey, we need to talk.
This
isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell fuck if off. It was a joke.
Nope. No, no joke. No fucking joke. And then they cast everybody of like one ethnicity too, where there was like a Mexican chick, a black chick, one white guy, all these fucking losers. And when they're jamming this in front of your face, as I saw this like maybe 2 days ago, I was like, oh, well, you definitely just don't have fun in this generation. You're all fucking losers. And then I watched this and I'm like, and then the Borgs versus this, Brown v. Borgs here. And right. It's not like, fuck off with these stupid videos. Boo!
Ruth to this commercial. Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, my God. Let's go, dude.
This is where AI would come in handy because it would do a hard cut to all of them, like wasted on the street.
Throwing up.
Everyone in that commercial.
Fucking awesome.
Or he just like lifts up his Borg, yeah. Like at the end, something. That's where AI would be like, that's what I want. But I couldn't tell if it was serious, if it was a joke.
I know. It's serious. That's a real video.
Did they just release that?
Yeah.
So they're not telling that. So after everyone's booked everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Or yep. I just thought maybe like last week, it's like everything's booked. Like what?
So they were talking about it on the news and there was a panel that was discussing why they did it and everything else. And it's a scare tactic, essentially. So they're going to shut down certain beach access areas and hope to control it, but you're still going to be able to get on the beach. You're still going to be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do down there. Did they jack up the prices? Yes. Do they always jack up the prices? Yes. For spring break.
Are they driving? No, they're going to be
no
Ubering.
One's driving in Miami. The traffic is so awful in Miami. It was never
The DUI is out.
Yes. It's always
beach access. Just get ready for them to fucking push the barricade
super.
Down.
Miami is just super classist. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
Like you need to have so much money to do anything Miami.
Yep.
They just don't want a bunch of poors in their city.
I agree. And that's all it is. That's all this comes down to is rich versus poor down there. And to be fair, everybody who lives there, I don't know what the fuck they do for a living. I've never known what anybody in Miami does for a living. Even when I was telling this story to Delco before the show. So one of my best friends graduated law school, got a job at a high powered law firm down there, was making like $125 out of school, mm-hmm. which was what a starting lawyer would make at this firm. Mm-hmm. Got a, you know, decently sized high rise, you know, condo ish back when you could afford shit like that mm-hmm. at a low interest rate and everything else and actually have a life, yeah. and own something, mm-hmm. Before today. And he was like, I'm the poorest one in this city. And I was like, yeah, man, but I see everybody out at the fucking pool. It was like Tuesday. And because we stayed for a week down there. And he goes, I don't know what the fuck these people do for a living. It's got to be trust fund kids. And we went down and had conversation with them. That's exactly what they were. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I've got this idea for a startup or some, you know, whatever the fuck it is. And you're just like, okay, cool. But what are you actually doing today? So we went out for an entire week down there, raged. Delco's right. It is so fucking expensive. So that entire week, you're like, oh, God, dude. You need to be a gajillionaire to live here.
It costs at least $300 to do anything in that city.
Easily. Every night. Every night. And including whatever your lunch is.
That's just coffee and breakfast at the fucking hotel, dude. To be honest. Like,
yep.
I was like, what the fuck?
So if they can go down and afford it, fine. But then chances are they are rich, too. So, or their parents are, the same as your parents. So fuck off. In Miami down there.
I say you guys
Hold your Borgs, dude.
Yeah, Borg I say strong. Everyone just cancel whatever plans you have. Get your Borgs. Storm Miami. Fill the beaches and just fucking...
Armed.
Although you are going to have to like Borg-ory? Stay somewhere.
This at least makes sense though, right? Because Miami can survive without spring breakers coming through.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
They don't need
Panama
it.
Panama City did this like 10 years ago and their entire economy is based on 3 weeks of spring break.
Cratered.
Right.
They're fucking cratered, dude.
Right.
So...
There should be places that are doing like the opposite campaign, making fun of these people, telling people bring your Borgs down. Port A should have like a full fucking campaign. I don't know.
Fuck
do
it.
The opposite.
We Borg. Next thing we go on, I'm bringing a Borg with the kids and I'm just going to set it down in the sand. I'm a fucking Borg guy. I can fill it up with hard AF and just get nuked off of it. Especially the new flavors. Holy Christ. Let's fuck
so
go.
One thing that's fun about a Borg too is one of the key ingredients, they all do this typically, is the kids, you know, they're responsible, they put electrolytes in there.
See?
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
So they'll drop some liquid IV or
put
something.
Put some liquid
in
IV
there
in there.
Okay.
To make sure they're not just fully dehydrated. Because it is, you can mix up the recipes and stuff like that, but alcohol, water, and electrolytes are the three common ingredients in everything. So it could be like a margarita that you dump some electrolytes in.
Or, so there does have to be electrolytes.
That is,
kind of
that is
kind of
commonly the, so you don't just get completely dead.
Okay. Oh. What's your Borg name, guys?
Yeah, do you have a Borg name back there, Bob?
Oh, man, I don't, that's
so
on
put
the
you on
spot.
The spot.
I know.
Chairman of the Borg?
Chairman of the Borg.
Oh, I like
solid.
That a lot, dude.
God damn it.
I know. Sorry.
There was a hotel
think about
in Atlantic
it. Yell it
City.
Out when you think of it.
There's a hotel in Atlantic City called the Borgata. And
oh, that's a good one.
A sweet one, dude.
Alex Borgen.
Yeah, dude. Borgen Freeman's really fucking good. Whoever wrote that on their jug over there.
Yeah, Borgen Freeman.
Beyond
my
Borg
fave.
Would be a good one, too. Mm-hmm. And if you had the old tennis player with the wooden racket on it.
Oh, yeah. Bjorn Borg is perfect. Yeah.
I know.
Literally.
It's already Borg. So it would be a blast, but yeah, dude, I think for the summer, I'm just going to fill up an old jug full of hard AF seltzers and walk around. Once that green apple hits, that's a perfect beverage for a Borg, dude. Just fill that up and just get fucking rocked.
Yeah.
How many ounces are in a gallon like that? I wonder.
16.
No
ounces.
Ounces.
32
in a gallon.
32?
No. 64.
64. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
128.
128.
Delco is making fun of Bob, and he was.
I just
off by
had
half.
To do this. Hey, no, I just had 60, to do this.
16 ounces to a pound.
64 ounces of alcohol.
64 ounces of alcohol, and then what are you? You're mixing it with 64 ounces of something else?
Yeah,
water.
Okay.
No, just
no,
like some type of juice.
Yeah, we're not doing water.
Well, whatever.
We're not doing any of that bullshit. But you don't tell people how to fucking create their own Borg, okay? You don't do that. All
there
right.
are rules.
There are rules
to the
here.
Borg.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to you, Ross. Not agreeing with you. There's rules to
no,
the Borg.
No, there's no rules to the Borg.
Yeah, you have
you
to have some
own.
Electrolytes
no,
and some kind of alcohol.
Your own. That's up to you. It's dealer's choice. You don't have to tell people what's inside your Borg. This is America. Create your own Borg, dude. Don't tell people what to do, Jesse. Gross.
Okay.
Gross. That's a fucking unfollow out of you, loser. Thanks, Mom. Holy Christ, dude.
Steve Gutenborg? Three men in a Borg. What do you say? Oh, all a Borg. Good.
Lord Borquad.
I like Lord Borquad.
Bad and Borgy.
All a Borg.
Oh, here's one from Ross's era. A Borg to remember.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's Klain's movie.
Yeah.
He was in a Walk to Remember. He was the bad guy who made fun of the cancer girl in that.
Save a Borg, ride a cowboy.
Oh
shit, nice.
Dude. Pop her up.
Nice.
Give her the love she deserves here on this show today. We're spring breaking
and
Super
to
Tuesday.
A story that Delco wanted to do.
Yeah,
our,
we got some big natties.
Big natties back.
Let's do it.
It looks like
never going
they
away,
are.
In my opinion.
That's what Bob and I said.
Well, here's the thing. There is so many people like Dan, for example. Only loves fucking bolt-ons. Like sorry, dude. No. I've been all naturals my whole life. Like that's what I live and die. I'll live and die on that.
I agree.
Hill.
You need that propeller motion.
Yeah. Would he rather have them be, you know, Borg naturals?
I mean, look at these.
Yes, but not everybody has that, right? So I think you want them to be big and natural, but sometimes girls have to...
That's their fault.
Enhance themselves.
Enhance themselves, if that's what you want.
I think as a society, we pivoted to ass, and I think we have now gone back to our roots.
Yeah, and the big ass people are going to have to get all that sucked out, right? Because now we're big boobs, a la Sydney Sweeney.
Don't get me wrong, I like a girl that squats and has small titties, but... You know, big natties are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to not show love for the A-cup angels out there, but it's just not my speed.
Right.
This is like, I'm a naturals guy. Because even you were like, hey, dude, I'd love to get some new tits. I'm like, don't do it. Like, don't do it. I'm the one husband who's like, don't do that.
Right.
You know?
Right. I don't want to get new ones. I just think
just a yank up.
Yeah, you know, there's technology out there now that you don't have to do the like... It could be indetectable. Like, I don't know if Sydney Sweeney has gotten this new thing I've heard about, or if those are 100%.
She's 23.
I'd like to think that they are.
She's 26, but either way.
Oh,
she's
really?
26, yeah. And okay. She's also like a size zero. So there's some things
she's
that
perfect,
don't compute.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but look, we're here for it either way.
For sure. And with her in particular, on this SNL, she hosted SNL on Saturday. I watched a little bit of it. The monologue was funny. At least Homeboy showed up. Hangman.
Yeah.
Hangman was in the audience. Still don't know his name. Is it Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell.
It is. Okay. All right. Just checking.
About to know his name.
I know.
Twisters.
I know. Dude, we'll get into that in a second. But he showed up in the crowd. She was like, oh, there's all these cheating rumors. My fiance's right there. And Glenn Powell was just like, oh, hey. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't really know what went down in real life. I know they are looking for another romantic comedy to do. That movie, man, and I still don't know the name of it, quietly, when it first came out, didn't do that well.
Anyone but you.
Yeah, didn't do that well. And then quietly, just everybody just kind of kept going to see it. And it's turned into this huge surprise hit of the year. It's over $200 million in the box office. And now he's the lead in Twisters. Now, I saw that commercial during Super Bowl. I wasn't stoked. And then I went to see Dune 2, with our son over the weekends, and that Twister's trailer came on, and now I'm in, dude. I like him. I like him.
Yeah.
He's fucking cool. And, he fits the cool guy shit that you're looking for. And, he's a movie star.
Okay.
He's a fucking movie star, and I'm in, and I'm going to see Twister. I think also what has to do with it is that Dune 2 in IMAX with laser. So we had regular IMAX in our theater, and they nuked it. I don't really know why, but they shut it down, and they were like, no, we're doing this IMAX with laser thing. So we're tearing down this theater and building another one. And I was just like, all right. So the theater was shut down for a few weeks. You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go in. They were testing it out for a movie when it was getting ready to open. It was Aquaman 2. So I got to see a little bit of footage in that in that IMAX laser bullshit. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. This is dope. First of all, it's loud as shit in there. And I love it. Two, they're shooting specifically for it now, which would really fucking help movies.
Mm-hmm.
And with Twisters, when I saw that trailer with the IMAX laser shit and the sounds, it's so fucking loud in there. I was like, oh, shit. Yes, let's go, dude. I'm in for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trumping it up, dude, in the extended trailer. I don't know if anybody's seen it. They're trumping it up where they're trying to shoot these little balls inside these little crystal balls inside the eye of the tornado to make it explode and detonate the tornado. Just like Trump wanted to nuke the hurricanes. Like,
okay.
Is it possible if we could just drop a nuke on a hurricane and kind of get rid of it?
Okay.
So that's what there is in the new one. And I was like, yes, this is just the fucking type of stupidity I need in my life. Let's go. And then he's rolling around, good looking, smiling at people, cracking jokes. And I'm like, all right, I'm fucking in, dude. Let's go. Now, Dune 2, on the other hand, was absolutely fucking spectacular. I hate that bullshit. I'm not a sci-fi guy. We all know this. That's the greatest goddamn sci-fi movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Holy shit. The visuals on it were mind-altering. I highly encourage you, if you're going to go see it, it's close to 3 hours. Go in the IMAX laser shit where it's a whole mind fuck and everything else. I mean, you walk out of that like fucking reading, you know, like a prisoner reading the Bible for the first time. You're just like, all right. Yeah, we're all in, I guess. We're doing this.
Right.
My only gripe is Chalamet. Mm-hmm. I just don't like fucking Chalamet.
Okay.
He's just too little to do all that shit. Why will somebody not put him on a fucking cycle of steroids and be a movie star? I don't really understand. It's a little tiny boy kind of running around, and he's doing all these fight scenes in this, and like the fucking clothes barely fit because it's leather and they're out in the desert. And I heard it was 115 degrees when they were shooting this. So like it's, they're all saggy on him, on his little body in a lot of these shots.
Like a saggy legging.
Yes.
On someone.
It's a saggy legging on him. And you're like, fuck, dude.
That's always weird to me.
Take the cycle. Just take a cycle of steroids like Tom Holland.
And that would look really weird on him. Cause he,
I don't think so. Tom Holland did it. And I thought the same thing. I was like, what's he going to look like doing a cycle of roids before doing Spider-Man? And then I saw Spider-Man and I was like, well, shit, looks great.
Right.
Way to go. Even in that little treasure movie with Marky Mark, he's all shredded in that. And you're like, yes, dude, way to fucking go. That's what a movie star does.
Right.
Take a few cycles, Chalamet. I don't get it.
Hmm.
Zendaya in it, too, was super interesting because she's one of the most attractive people on the planet.
Sure.
She's only doing roles where she looks like shit and hasn't slept and is dirty as fuck. That whole movie, she's just covered in sand and dirty as shit. And you're just like, oh, all right.
But it takes, you have to be really good looking to pull that off.
100% agree.
So the only way for them to be like, look at how ugly in a big budget movie is to be like, take the most beautiful person and just not put makeup.
Oh, man, somebody in the chat here, this one's for you. Write this on the jug. Timothée Chalamet, our Borg and savior.
Oh,
yes, dude.
Okay.
Who is that?
Okay, okay. I'll
who
do
is
it.
Who's that in the chat there?
I'll do it.
Big fan of that. But she's fantastic. Somebody said, oh, I heard she's terrible. She's not. She's actually fantastic. She's a great actress across the board. Look, she's won multiple awards for Euphoria, another one where she's not putting makeup on and all that other shit. But I think that allows her not only to be taken seriously, but then on the red carpet, when she's all glammed up, you're like, God damn, that's a fucking movie star.
Yeah.
Even the Elvis kid who we made fun of last year. Religiously.
Austin Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A motherfucker stole a movie. I hate to say it. He stole the movie. God damn. There's bald, and then there's whatever he is in that movie, which is beyond a layer of bald. I mean, they shaved his fucking eyebrows off. And he looks creepy as shit.
Alopecia?
Yes. Very, very alopecia. And they had some black shit in his mouth and everything else.
Oh, God.
And swords and all of it. And he was really good.
Walken's in it, right?
Walken's in it. Let's face it, it's just Christopher Walken in a movie. Right. You know, he's the Emperor.
But that was supposed to be the surprise. Was
oh, was
they,
it really?
They didn't unveil his name until, like, I think as soon as the movie came out.
It didn't really matter
what
to me.
Is
he's
this?
Fine.
It's just what Austin Butler reminds me of. The engineer.
Oh,
I was
like,
it's like the same thing.
Not that jacked, but in the movie, but man, he was really fucking good. Walken shows up in it, and it's not really a spoiler, in my opinion. Because
it's like Damon and Interstellar.
Yeah, his part's not that big. He's got maybe a handful of scenes, 4 or 5, but he's got to be in his 80s now. So I'm sure that's, really all he wants to take on at this point. Who showed up though? It was fucking rad. You just always forget about Javier Bardem.
Oh yeah.
Where you're like, God damn, dude, you forget how rad he is. And then he just shows up in a movie and then you're like, oh yeah, you're one of the best there is. I forgot about you.
Yeah.
I really fucking forgot about you, dude. So I highly recommend it. Go see it. The guy who was riding the fucking worm through the theater the other day that went viral was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm all in on the Dune shit, and it's just so much better than that Star Wars bullshit, man. I like the story
Star
better.
Wars
and
walked.
No, Star Wars stole.
Yeah, stole. It stole from Dune.
Stole from Dune?
Yeah, you know, Dune was first.
It was books. Mm. And now I can see it. These guys were the ones that told me that. And then when I watched the movie this time, I was looking for it, and I was like, oh, yeah, shit. They jacked everything.
Right.
Jacked everything from Dune. Yeah, play this guy riding through the theater. I don't think you can play the song because they'll ding us on YouTube. But look at that, dude. Just riding the fucking sandworm in the lobby. Oh, when you see the film, this is so great, and this is very, very creative, and I love it. I love
All right.
it. I'm in.
Great.
I'm in. We need more shit like this. Right. We really do.
Right.
You need more shit like this. Even the Twister thing I was in on once I saw Homeboy on the big screen, and I was like, yes, we need a fucking new cool movie star. Let's do it. Like, I'm in. I don't want to lose all of it. You know, we're already we've already lost TV shows. That's gone pretty much now at this point. I don't want to lose movie stars and cool people. Mm-hmm. You got a Sydney Sweeney out there. You got a Zendaya out there. You got fucking Hangman. You got fucking Miles Teller. We got some hope out there for some cool shit. Mm-hmm. And the technology right now, so fucking badass. To what you're seeing, you're not going to get on your television screen. So, yes, go to the fucking movies and enjoy a night out with human beings. And it's fun still.
Is Miles Teller a movie star?
Yes, for fucking sure.
No.
Yes.
He's a Philly guy. He's just a dude.
To you. Because you guys all think you're all pieces of shit, but he's above you, and he's a movie star now.
He's a movie star.
Sorry,
I don't think he's a star.
He is. He is. The last movie he was in made $1.2 billion. So.
That's not supporting role, right?
No, actually, I would say
that's supporting.
What?
Role.
Tom Cruise was the lead in Top Gun Maverick.
Sort of. So it was the two hander. It was the
wasn't
both of them.
He playing? Oh, he's playing. Yeah. This is. Son.
Playing
that's
Goose's son, man. He
character.
Had a mentor, Goose's son. It's
what's,
the two
your,
of them.
What's your guys' problem with Miles
I
Teller?
I love
he's
Miles
the fucking
Teller.
Shit.
War Dogs is awesome, but he's not a star.
Friend of the show, but dude. Like, don't do it.
But it's the name of the movie is Top Gun Maverick. And his character is not named Maverick. The other guy's character is named Maverick.
Uh-huh. And I get all that. But screen time, it's pretty much a two-hander, you know? Whole thing is a fight back and forth.
Don't die on this cross, Bob.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, movie star.
He is.
Lead of the movie named after his character.
Sure. He's a movie star. But Miles Teller's a fucking movie star, and he had almost as much screen time as Tom Cruise in that movie. So it's called a two-hander in the biz, dude. Look for his projects coming out. Tell me he won't be a fucking movie star.
I fucking love him.
So do I. I love all of his shit. That fucking fight movie. God damn, dude. He was playing the Pasmanian Devil. He should have been nominated for that goddamn movie. What was he on our show?
Bleed for this.
Bleed for this was so good.
Tom Cruise had an hour more of time on screen than Miles Teller, who was second.
How do you know?
I just looked it up.
You can look up this information.
Give me a time code on it. What do we got?
1 hour, 53 minutes for Tom Cruise. He was basically in every fucking frame of the movie.
Sure.
And Miles Teller was in 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, Christ. You're really splitting hairs on that one.
Wow. That is an extra hour!
The guy named Maverick has 46
no,
more
is
minutes.
No, it's not an extra... Oh,
46 minutes. 46 minutes. Again, this is the cross you want to fucking die on today?
46 minutes in a movie?
You give me an hour and 10 minutes in a movie with Tom Cruise and you're not a fucking superstar? Come on, dude. Come on. He's playing Goose's kid? The fight back and forth, the struggle in there. Shit, dude. Goose went down to save his own fucking, to save
Tom Cruise.
You
kind of sound like how your wife is talking about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Kind of sound like a little bit like jealous because he's the shit.
I'm not. Miles Teller's fine to me. He's fine.
I love Miles Teller. I'm just saying like Chalamet movie star.
No.
Yes. Yeah, I think Chalamet far more.
Give me fucking
okay,
Miles Teller all day
now
long.
Now they're trying to fuck with you.
God damn it, dude. If
I'm
going to
cast
him.
We could get Dax Shepard in a fucking, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just get him to take one more Viking and
we
then do a show
do
about it.
Without a paddle five.
Yeah. I took a Viking and now my whole world's fucked up. No.
No, they're fucking with you.
Yeah, you can send me down that fucking spiral today. Smartless signed another fucking $200 million deal an hour ago, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough. It was fantastic. I just don't know how you beat it. I know the Oscars are coming up this weekend. I just don't know how how you beat that film as a whole for Best Picture going into next year.
Yeah.
Visually, it's so stunning that it's the best picture I've ever seen on a screen.
Okay.
So I don't know how you beat it. Speaking of the Oscars, they are this weekend.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel's hosting. Why? They are currently boarding up all of Hollywood and putting up barbed wire gates and fences and all that other shit, which is hilarious to me, the hypocrisy of that.
Why?
Bullshit. They're worried about pro-Palestinian protesters. Oh. Rushing the Oscars, rushing the red carpet and getting to them. And so they've got to put this up. Where's Mark Ruffalo right now?
Yeah.
Mark, you want to be out there. You want to stand up for Palestine and Gaza and all that other shit. Take down the fences, Mark. There's no need. If those are your people, help them out, dude, during the Oscars. I don't get it. The other thing, too, that I don't get is you don't want to put any walls at the border. But around the Oscars, you're like, let's fucking wall this bitch up. Because God forbid anybody's grimy fucking migrant hands touch my 15-foot train on my gown that cost $90,000 as I walk down the carpet. I don't want to see one tiny Guatemalan dirty hand reach out and put it on my fucking train.
That's not who it's going to be, is it?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who fucking knows?
I don't think that's
You've been to Hollywood Boulevard, though. It could be worse. With the 30 Captain Jack Sparrows out there, just, let me help you.
Smelly ass Spider-Man, dude.
A dirty ass old Superman suit.
Saggy brown costume, yeah.
A 56-year-old Marilyn Monroe. With a tampon string out of her. Let's take a picture with Sydney Sweeney and friends.
Impressive that she has a tampon string at 56, but
she's,
you never know.
She's Marilyn. Okay?
Yeah. Purely decorative.
Gotta go method for that role.
Right.
Busking in the streets. Take a picture with Marilyn.
Sure.
Hey, who's your young son? Come on over here. Take a picture with Marilyn.
It's Marilyn.
Whatever, dude.
Not Marilyn.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Either way, they're fencing up the streets, knocking everything down. Oh, Palin, we're worried about Palestine. Cool, man. All your posts on social media and everything else from every fucking Hollywood celebrity. Oh, Palestine, we got them with ceasefire. Cool. We'll give him some screen time then. Put him on the red carpet with Ryan Seacrest on E, and you guys can do interviews together. I don't see what the harm is in that. Let him storm the goddamn stage. Let's not give Kimmel fucking 30 minutes to tell Trump jokes from 2015. Let's let all the pro-Palestine people take the stage and give them the platform that you actually preach about. I think that would rock. I think that would fucking rock. But that's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's just so goddamn elitist where you're like, all right, cool, man. I'm worried about those dirty Palestine people. They might put a bloody handprint on my tuxedo.
No, I think I think the take is more like they the way that they protest is they just do a little video from their mansion and they don't understand like why people have to actually protest.
Yeah.
Right? Like, can't you guys just like get on Instagram and like put a video or sing Imagine or something? Like, why do you guys feel like you really have to be in the streets?
Don't know.
Hashtag shut it down for Palestine is what they're afraid of that.
Correct.
Movement.
Yes. And the LAPD is calling it a ring of steel, which is a sexy term that they're going to put up around the Oscars there. Mm-hmm. It's the old Dolby.
So again, Hollywood Boulevard. It's not for the migrants, right? Or Guatemalan hands. But yeah.
I don't know.
It's for people that actually protest.
Sure.
So that they don't get to the people that Instagram protest, right?
Maybe.
You know? They want a separation between
church
putting a
state.
Black box on Instagram.
Yeah.
And people that actually fucking fight for shit.
Sure.
And they're kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I said what I said, but I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to actually, like, hang out with you.
I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to be in this whatsoever. So.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear whatever the monologue's going to be inside the Ring of Steel on Sunday night. Because we'll pop in. The only thing about the Oscars this weekend is we know who's going to win everything.
Right.
Typically, you and I will do like a pick'em show from MyBookie.
How ironic.
Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that deposit. But the odds aren't good enough. We already know who's going to win all these categories.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer, best picture. Mm-hmm. Cillian Murphy, best actor. Who's best actress? I forget who's up for it, but she keeps winning. Oh, the Indian chick.
From
Killers. Lily Gladstone.
Yeah. She's going to win.
She was good.
Is she supporting or?
Lead. I think she's up for lead, yeah.
I think you should, if you want to do a bet, anything on the Oscars, probably sprinkle Barbie and Poor Things for Best Adapted.
So that's a hard one for me because Barbie isn't adapted from anything.
Doesn't matter. It's what it's nominated for.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's in the category.
And they're going to look, they're going to give it something because
they got to give it something.
Poor Things is pretty crazy. And
I haven't seen it, but I think they're going to slide that way to Barbie after the backlash of Margot Robbie not being nominated, although she shouldn't have been because she wasn't good. So I mean, she was fine, but it wasn't a challenging role, I should say. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not like I, Tanya or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great odds, dude. Barbie, actually, American Fiction is the favorite right now for Best Adapted.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah, because it's black people. So what do you do? Do you give it to the woman writer or do you give it to the black writers?
I've heard it's good, Rob.
At this point in the stage, like, if they have really good odds, they're not going to win. There's not. Vegas knows.
What's Barbie at? What are the odds on my bookie?
750.
Yeah, no
for
chance.
Barbie?
Not a prayer.
No.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer plus 250.
Yeah. Look, and rightfully so. Oppenheimer should win everything, for Christ's sakes. It was the best film of the year. Give it to all the people in it. RDJ is going to win for best supporting. Mm-hmm. That's going to be his Oscar moment, finally. Although he should have had one 20 years ago, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Two girls and a guy was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen from one actor in a movie. I think he might have been for like an Independent Spirit or something like that, but goddamn, he was fantastic in that film. And I thought I should have won. So this is a make 'em up.
Oh yeah, maybe Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang was great. Yeah. That won best screenplay. Shane Black won for that. Fantastic movie. Yeah, he's never won. So this is his time. That'll be fun. His speech should be fun. But all of these we already kind of know, so it'll just be kind of chilling out. Oh, shit. You're gone Sunday.
I am.
You're going to be in Los Angeles. Holy shit. Are you protesting?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going there for?
I'm going straight up to the Steel Ring.
Ring of Steel.
No.
Ring of Steel.
She just can't be in the same town as a certain somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be here for South by.
Meghan Markle.
Shut up.
So now listen.
Meghan Markle's coming to South by Southwest for what?
I truly believe some panel, some speaking thing, some, you know, death of South by situation. I truly believe that I went to the last cool one. It's ironic when I moved, like thinking about moving here, was like, oh my God, I'm going to go to South by every year. It's going to be fucking awesome. And now I leave every year for South by.
Nobody that lives here goes to South by.
Right? Yep. Which I didn't know. When you visit and you go to South by, but
we gave product to a lot of parties for Hard AF Seltzer. So if you see it out there and you are here, rage for us and take a picture.
It's fun. Like,
but we're not. I'm not even going. Dan and I aren't even going to the parties that we donated boost to.
It's like, such a beating.
It's fun.
Yeah. Zero desire.
It's fun once or twice, but man, it's a fucking exhausting.
And I don't think it's this. It's definitely not the same. I'll just speak to like the film portion. Like the most famous people when I went was like Robert Rodriguez, mm-hmm. John Favreau, mm-hmm. Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Cool people.
It was Tim League from Draft House that was like doing everything. It was the shit. Mm-hmm. It was all independent Hobo with the Shotgun, us, whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's like the amount of, it's just like anything.
Sundance used to be cool, probably,
and now it's all
it's
fucking
not even really
celebrities.
A music festival anymore, or movies or anything. It's mainly just tech, tech bros.
It is.
It's almost like a Comic-Con, it's just promotion for every big budget movie. So everyone that's coming through and like doing something at Paramount or whatever is super famous.
James, we got some sponsors. Put this little tiny show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkin' bros. We back, baby. Everything is 50% off still. The promo code drinkin' bros at checkout. Huge deals over there. So the Ghostbed Lux, which is the classico for our Spanish listeners out there. You're welcome. What, Jesse?
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
That's exactly what it means in Spanish. That one is super fucking cheap right now because they got all new mattresses. These are made in America. All the mattresses now are made in America. And it's a great thing. A lot of people were asking, hey, Ross, you haven't done reads for Ghost Bed in a while. They did a whole product refresh over there, and they got Venus Williams on there. They got some beds from her. That 3D Matrix mattress is out there. Sheets, they were selling out of sheets over there. Love the goddamn sheets. Love the pillows, everything else. But they had to restock. And, you know, can't read it on a show. If it's not in there, it's in there. Everything's in there now. Let's go, baby. Ghost Bed is back. Best mattresses on the planet. They still got that bundle package too, dog, which is the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Or you can just get the goddamn base for 50% off if you want. Isn't that nice? Promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You don't even have to bundle it up. Just get the base.
Spring cleaning.
Slap it to base.
Spring cleaning, new mattress.
Yes, new you, new mattress this spring. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. I ordered a bunch of pillows for us over Christmas. Mm. Love those goddamn things, man. So how great are those?
Cooling.
The best. They're the best in the biz. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Promo code drinking bros gets you 50% off everything in the entire store. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! 45 HEBs in the state of Texas, 5 Krogers in Houston. If you're in the Houston area, hit up those Krogers. And every single Total Wine in the entire state is all stocked up. Everybody's buying them out of San Antonio, the Rim. I don't even know what the Rim is, but yeah, I get pictures from the Rim every day.
It sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Nothing like a nice
Rim. I should get a job there.
Yeah, you should. Just get
Are
a
they
nice,
hiring?
Just get a nice Rim job down in San Antonio. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're hiring, but it gets a little nasty in the summer.
Ooh, yeah. Those Rim jobs too. Yeah, hot.
Just kind of letting you know there. We're in all the Total Wines, too, in Florida and North Carolina. Wilmington, North Carolina. We're in that one down there. Brunches out there. It's got you all stocked up. Love brunches. All 5 restaurants out there. Whiskey Creek Trail, our favorites. I'm missing those chicken tendies tonight. You going to make me some? Some buffalo chicken tendies?
Yes,
from Whiskey Creek Trail. God damn it, those are the best there. I dump them right in fucking blue cheese. Big fan. Columbus, Ohio's rocking too in the bars and restaurants there. Short North Pint House, Forno downtown. If you can get reservations, that place is packed. Urban Myers Pint House, Standard Hall on campus, 14-0 Liquors down there. Sousy Market, Sousy. Keep it Sousy. Okay. And then obviously all the Total Wines there in Tennessee. Frugal McDougal's in Nashville, don't forget about them. Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama. And then stocked up in Johns Creek out there at that package store in Alpharetta, Georgia, where I'm from. Let's go, baby. All you got to do is go to hardafseltzer.com today. Go to the store locator, type in your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Or we still ship right to your house if you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. So the surprise movie that's there, I actually want to see. That Civil War movie is the surprise movie this year with Jesse Plemons. I'm all in on that, and I want to see that fucking thing. Right. But other than that,
but
I haven't heard about anything
here.
Else.
They live here.
Yeah.
So, Meghan Markle is jetting into town, and so I am flying commercial out of here. and I think it's an agreement, you know, that we have with each other, which is just like we're not
going to be in the same city at the same time.
Town's not big enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what in the fuck she will be talking about or what people want to hear from her.
I don't
Do you know.
I'll be there Friday. I'll be at that panel Friday
What
night.
Is the fucking panel?
If I got a picture with Meghan Markle and blasted it to you, it would be the most hilarious thing of all time.
I think a divorce would happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
Me and Meg Marks? Meg Marks?
I just stay in California.
Okay.
70 and sunny.
Here's what Megan's speaking on. Meghan Markle is set to appear at the South by Southwest Festival. Markle will join Brooke Shields and Katie Couric.
Mental health?
Oh,
for an opening day panel titled Breaking Barriers, Shaping Narratives, How Women Lead On and Off the Screen.
Oh, gross, dude. Who are the... It's Katie Couric and
so lies?
Else?
So basically lies.
Brooke Shields. Ugh, gross, dude. Gross. No thank you to any of that. Christ. I would blow my brains out in the theater, I think. Holy shit.
How women are... Know. Sorry, one more time. How women are what?
Breaking Barriers, Shaping Narratives, colon, How Women Lead On and Off the Screen.
Lies.
God, dude.
How?
I don't know.
Gosh, maybe I do need to go. Can they tell me?
Maybe.
How is that happening?
Not sure. Not sure, but we'll send somebody for it. What if we sent, like, Lázaro López? You know? I'm kidding. We're sending Lázaro López somewhere else. Shout out to everybody who came to the that Hard AF seltzer tasting over the weekend at HEB. Lázaro López was there in full gear and taking pictures and all that fun stuff. I called
He's
him
such
before
a good
we went
mascot.
On the show. He's the best. So I said, hey, I want to thank you. And Dan and I want to give you something. We want to give you a gift. Mm-hmm. And you just have to wear the gear and take one picture. Okay? We got him tickets. This is a true story. For Oliver Anthony, April 5th in Round Rock at the Round Rock Amphitheater. And we got him pit tickets. So he's not in the last row in this one. We're going to put him up. We want him to take a date. I said, look, take a date. Have fun. Mm-hmm. It's right by his house up there. Right. And we're going to send Lázaro López.
What do those go for? 30 bucks?
Oliver Anthony. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Those are sold out, bro.
Are you
those
kidding
are hard
me?
To get.
Are
yes.
they?
Yes.
He's still relevant?
I'm telling you. So there's an album coming out this summer from him. Why I have a feeling it's going to do very, very well. Go back and listen to his shit, his catalog. Like, as much as I would love to shit on him, I can't. His voice is amazing. And he's sold out all around the fucking world. He was in, like, Sweden 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's nuts. Absolutely fucking nuts still.
Rogan. Power of Rogan.
I know. Power of Rogan.
So.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, general.
For having us.
General admission tickets are $47.
Correct. And that was on him.
But
so,
the most expensive ticket's $230. Mm-hmm. So for
fuck
the pit,
he's spending $230
pit,
on
pit is one. You can get pit as cheap as
Oliver Anthony concert.
So what he did,
$69 is the cheapest you can get a pit ticket.
Yeah, nailed it. what he did was remember that
nice.
Dust up he had back in the day we covered on the show where the tickets were $200 at some little tiny fucking club and everything else. So when he went out on tour, he goes, I want affordable ticket prices and this or whatever. And they were like, cool, man, if you want to do that, you've got to get like an actual agency and shit. So he is signed with somebody big. I forget who it is who's doing all this booking for him. But tickets are relatively cheap. The ones you're talking about, Bob, are the aftermarket ones, obviously. You still can't stop that, but at least the venues are big enough where, you know, a normal night can be had for $60, you know?
Yeah.
So
I also don't think sending López to Markle's panel would be effective because he would probably just end up like crying and empathizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, true. He would be just like, oh, these women are so amazing. Like,
why?
Just, yeah, he would just come and be like, dude, I'm so fucking queer, but I'm telling you, man, it was fucking moving, dude. Like, I was so fucking moved
this
by
is,
it.
I know, it's a compliment, López, if you're listening, but... Yeah, who could
a sensitive
we?
Boy.
Who could we send? I mean,
nobody from here.
No,
everybody would end their lives in that fucking auditorium.
We just send Holloway.
Oh boy, he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't fucking make it. 10 seconds in that place, dude. As soon as they sat down, what's hello, ladies?
By the way, too, like who? I wonder sometimes, like who are? What is certain things for? Who are they for? Who are they for? Who is going?
Everybody
into
in
these-
Austin. Every woman in Austin, these fucking retreats and these wellness camps and retreats and all that other shit, like it's very, very big here. And everybody's always in town for these stupid fucking women things where they find each other and
stupid women
dig a hole and, you know, pour water on the mud and smear it on their face and get back to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's all natural and, you know, it's great.
Yeah.
Everything's all natural and that's all we do is all natural. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's fuck off with that. There'll be a lot of people there.
Look, I mean.
Can you even get tickets to that bitch, Bob? Like that's something I don't
feels
even know
feels like an
offer.
Event you need a badge for.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't think you could. I don't think a stranger can show up and see Meghan Markle. Again, one of those dirty Guatemalans who's crawled on all fours across the border underneath the barbed wire, shirt still shredded, and ICE is just like, go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah, Meghan Markle is not spending any time outside of
You think she'll hit that, the border?
Outside of that panel. She is jetting in. Fucking getting in the back of an SUV, you know, black SUV, going to the thing and getting right the fuck
She'll
out.
Be in and She's out of this town in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 minutes, she'll be in and out of this town.
She's not going to, like, chop it up at the Jackalope.
No.
You know?
She's not going to go down to Eagle Pass and check out the border.
You know who will chop it up, I bet, at this point?
Who?
Katie Kirk.
You think
you know what? You're probably right, dude.
You think Casey will?
I think Katie Kirk's going to hit the bars. Sassy old broad. She's a tried out somewhere back in the day. I mean, she's living her retirement Martha Stewart type of life. You know what I mean?
Is she still married or did she ditch the...
Yeah, I think she is.
Okay.
She's Teflon kind of, right? Where she's just like, dude, I've said all the things.
She's
done all
the
stuff.
Yeah.
Please get a snap of me taking a shot.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what she needs.
That's
what
she needs. I know.
She does. Remember when she tried to do like 90 different shows on the fucking YouTube and everything else? And you're just like, all right, why at this point? You're so rich, Katie. Just enjoy your life. But she needs it, dude.
Yeah.
She needs that fucking camera.
She is still married.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
But she is. I mean, I'm just looking at her Instagram. Like, she's out at a bar with George Clooney. A lot of boozy pics here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just getting all boozed up, hanging out with celebrities.
All boozed up.
Good for her. Speaking of all boozed up, we've gotten this one photo and video from a lot of our listeners here about the baby who is drinking a hard seltzer at a soccer match. And it wasn't ours. So, yeah, you can just pop that picture up on screen, Bob. I wish it was ours. Oh, God. This would have been so fucking awesome for us and the company and everything else. If you have a baby out there and you're out at one of these stadiums and you want to put a hard AF seltzer in the baby's mouth, do it.
Empty, you know,
obviously.
Maybe was, like one tiny little sip.
Better than empty, closed.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't see that it's open. Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy. This was empty. I saw the video of it and it was empty. However, it's fucking Truly, so God damn it, dude. It would have been so nice, you know?
So nice.
I think it was TMZ that showed it, and then they just showed a picture of the can on its own, and I was like, oh, God,
the marketing.
Why?
Do we make giant
rich,
tall boys like that?
The rich just keep getting richer. We're trying to. Right? It's like Truly's fine. They don't need this fucking juice.
No. I sure fucking don't. We could. And the Conor McGregor lookalike dad there, pop back down to that photo.
Actually,
one more
you know
time.
Who it does look like is Danny from Brunches.
Oh yeah,
does it Shit. Not?
We're in Brunches in Wilmington. Out there would be great. Cute kid, just drinking a seltzer, dude.
I know,
living his fucking life. But it wasn't ours. Yes, I wish.
You know who we could get to do it is Danny.
Fuck yeah, have her with the baby out. Yes.
I think we've tried, like we tried to post something of like when I was pregnant, like jokingly sipping,
yeah,
and I think it was like Andrew or something. I was like, yeah, we probably are not gonna do that.
Gordon Wagner always posts it all the time in the there's a private Ross Patterson Revolution group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can subscribe, just don't be a dick. But in there he posts this thing called Jabel's Law, and it's that picture of you super pregnant with a hard AF seltzer on your belly. And I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I'm a real big fan of that. Quick update here on porn star Emily Willis.
Yeah.
She is still alive.
I tried to tell you.
I didn't know you were that big of a fan, so I apologize. I apologize for that.
Got to contribute to her GoFundMe.
She does have a GoFundMe. Yeah. The dad said, hey, she's going to pull through this. She's fighting for her life right now. But us as parents, we got to quit our jobs and kind of go hang out at the hospital with her and pull through that. So there's a GoFundMe going. Mm-hmm. How much is that up to now for the porn star?
$22,460 out of the $60,000 goal.
Okay. Okay.
$60,000's a lot.
It's a long road to recovery.
Prayers up. Yeah, I mean, what do you... it's a lot. Even when we did ours for Range 15, I talked to the president of GoFundMe, and he goes, look, 90%, no, I think it was 92% of projects over $40,000 don't get funded. That's, it's just such a mental barrier to breakthrough.
Right.
So if you're out there, I don't know if he wants to kind of pop back the sheets and do like a hospital OnlyFans type sitch and kind of raise some money through there. I'm not sure what the consent is on something like that if you're in a coma.
Anyway.
What, Jesse? some feet pics.
What I don't understand, and we talked about this with the Mary Lou Retton, is that what, right?
Yeah.
Was that the one?
Yeah,
that,
Mary Lou Retton. Yeah.
You don't know what the medical bills are going to be while you're there. So like.
That's true. Correct.
So even when she was asking for this certain amount of money, mm-hmm. like you have no idea what things are going to be. You don't get your bills and know what insurance is going to pay or not pay for a very long time.
Right.
So it's interesting to ask for this amount of money while you're still in the hospital.
Does she have insurance?
They said medical bills, even with insurance, the gap in coverage leaves us facing significant out-of-pocket expenses for treatments and medication.
She might be on her parents still. I think she's under 26.
Oh, got it.
That's fine, but you still don't know what those bills are going to be.
You don't.
And so we talked about this too when Mary Lou Retton's daughter or whatever, while she was unconscious, did a GoFundMe being like, we need
Emlou. Yeah.
She got a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Without even knowing
what the actual medical bills were. Yeah.
And she has money. So it's a.
Does she not have insurance? And that's the other thing. Does she not have insurance?
She didn't.
Mary Lou Retton didn't have insurance? Come on.
So Hoda from Today Show did a whole conversation with her. The only, like, the first thing I thought when they said that was just like, what the fuck? You're an athlete. You've already had issues.
It's nuts.
You've been in the hospital. What are you talking about? You don't have insurance.
I'm a normal person and I have insurance because you don't know what's going to happen. Case in point, I'm in the hospital for 45 days. You never know what's going to happen.
Anyone. Sorry, but should have some form, at least catastrophe or something. Every adult should have insurance, right? Am I wrong?
Yes, you should. People just don't do it, though. They don't do it, and they don't care. You care once it happens to you, and then you're on GoFundMe. You should fucking do it.
And GoFundMe while people are in the hospital.
You don't know what your bills are.
I know.
You don't know what you need.
So I think 22, even with what you went through, that's a lot. That's a good amount.
$22,000?
Yeah. That she's gotten.
Yeesh.
No?
Look, if you don't have insurance, the length of time she's going to be there, I think mine was $500,000. And
because they overcharge for everything.
Yep. Everything. And then insurance picked all of it up, and it was fucking is great. There's no GoFundMes or any of that shit. This what she's under for and being in a coma and all that shit, like it's gonna be way more than 60 fucking K if you don't have any goddamn insurance. So you probably shouldn't ask for more. But they're being realistic about it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, coma only fans. Comely fans. Just, it's a Comely fan where you're just taking, hate to do this. And you talk to the nurses or the doctor. And it's like, look, I hate to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get paid, I need you guys to exit. I got to pop off the sheet and snap a couple selfies here.
Her dad, you want?
Not the dad, someone, maybe a boyfriend or Joel. Like Joel will go in and take some coma selfies, you know, some shots in a coma for the right amount of money. Right? What's your quote, Joel, on taking a picture of a porn star who OD'd in a coma? What's your reckon? What's your day rate for that? That's a lie, Joel. You're not doing it for free. Just for the story? So he said a grand.
Ross doesn't know this, but we actually have an unpublished episode with him in a coma.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. We did an RPR from the hospital.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you did.
Sheets down.
We did.
It'd be great if you did, dude.
We're using it as blackmail.
Be awesome if you did, dude. It'd be so great. Exploit it. Put it on fucking Patreon.
Yeah.
Put on Drinking Bros. The lost episode.
Oof.
Great.
The we almost lost him episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a fucking awesome one.
You were still asking for your headphones to be turned up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my voice would be way too loud.
Yeah. Otherwise. Yeah.
Too excitable here. Because that way, when I'm yelling, then it hurts my own ears. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Speaking of being in pain, this fucking dude, man, was at the Venetian and got stung in the ball sack by a scorpion. And now mm-hmm. he's suing the Venetian, dude. Bob, I forget where I read it. It might have been TMZ, but pull it up.
It was TMZ.
He took a picture of the scorpion on top of his boxers after he pulled it off of his ball sack. He went to sleep and woke up with a stinging sensation in his ball sack. And he said it felt like a knife was stabbing him in the ball sack over and over and over again. And he got up, pulled down his pants, and there it was, dude, was this baby scorpion right there. And this was inside the Venetian. Now, the Venetian's not taking any responsibility for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't buy it. This is like finger in the chili type of thing. Like,
he was in the hospital.
I'm not saying he didn't get stung, but I think he brought it in his suitcase from Texas because there's scorpions.
Is he from Texas?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, the Venetian doesn't have scorpions rolling around.
We don't know that.
I found him in my closet everywhere here. Yeah, never been
shower.
Never been stung. But what?
You just jinxed yourself, obviously. You're going to get stung tonight now.
I don't know.
But yeah, so pop that up on screen, Bob, because that's the sketch.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
So that's the body area. This is from the doctor's office, Jesse.
No, I mean, he got bit. I'm just saying the Venetian is not at fault. That's all I'm saying. He brought that scorpion with him.
So I've played a doctor once on film, and I do want to say, because I want to point this out here, Bob. Scroll down to that photo, please. Pop that photo up on screen.
Yep.
He was stung in the ball sack. It's right there. The doctor marked off the X right on his ball sack.
He wrote it, too. He said, I have been bitten by a scorpion. Probably wrong. He was probably stung by a scorpion at my groin/testicles.
Yep.
I find a lot of inconsistencies with this report already. I don't know if I'm believing the man. I'm going to need to, for science, see this man's scrotum or a similar scrotum.
Sure.
Just any man's scrotum. But look, he says, what, if any, injuries did you sustain? And he wrote, a lot of pain.
Yeah.
However, just below that, when you're supposed to circle the number of pain, he says his pain was only 4.
Oh.
Not even moderate pain.
You always jack that number up, brother.
Yeah, worst possible pain is a 10. You got a venomous sting or whatever on your fucking nutsack, and you give it a 4.
You write in an 11, and then you circle that just so you can get the pills for it, for Christ's sake.
Minimum 7.
Minimum.
Because
dude,
otherwise, what are you doing in there, dude?
Exactly.
I fucking walk around with a 4 constantly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Your day rate is a 4.
Yeah, my walking around pain is 4. Yeah, no, you don't go to the doctor or hospital for anything.
Oh, Bob, did you
less
see that?
Less than a 7.
Did you see what else he wrote in here? It says, scroll down to that for the audience. It says here, where was it? And he said, I got stung in bed in suite. So he was at a suite in the Venetian. So he's got money. A suite of the Venetian's not cheap, bro. Mm. That's not cheap.
He gave in the suite number, 3726.
Oh, shit. I've been in that suite. It's
could have been
nice.
An off weekend.
It's very nice.
Yeah, but if you're like above the first floor, how the fuck does a scorpion get there?
You brought it with you, dude.
No, dude.
There's no scorpions fucking just chilling.
They wash the sheets. They send them out, and they go down underground and wash these goddamn things. And then all the help is with running around with scorpions all day.
That makes sense.
And then, boom, you come up, you tuck them in, and all of a sudden you wake up, and there's a scorpion that is attached to your fucking ball sack.
Okay.
Jesse, so yeah. Look at this. It was in a luxury suite there. There it is. Pop that up on screen. Look
if I'm paying suite prices, yes. I don't want to get stung by a goddamn scorpion.
I don't
scorpion.
Want a goddamn scorpion on my ball sack like that.
My God.
Son of a bitch, Jesse. I don't need that in my life.
Is there anything tackier than a Vegas suite, you guys?
They're great. This you're a loser. Right. You're a fucking loser.
It's all right, but
it's so great.
What'd you say?
You're a loser. They're so nice, dude. How do you say that? Look at that. It's a luxury king suite.
No, that's great.
Look at that. It's beautiful.
What would you prefer?
Well, yeah. What would you prefer? You want to go to the Econo Lodge off strip? Happy to book that for
Circus,
you.
Circus.
$49 a night.
Does Circus have a suite?
Sure don't.
I bet it's
Circus does not have a suite. Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's awful. Oh, God, the New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
The Orleans Hotel.
At least they have a basketball court.
They do. Yeah, we did that gig there. We all did that gig there for the Big Three. Yeah. There was a bowling alley tournament.
Knight's Caliber, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, yeah. Excalibur. You can still get a smoking room with the Excalibur.
The Luxor, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know what you want, Jesse. Now that I know, though, I'll be happy to book that. $25 there at Circus Circus. So,
let's see what the suite looks good, like.
You're good.
I'm looking for
Wait, you can get a fucking room at Circus Circus for $25?
Look at that. Scroll up.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. That's the whole charm of Circus Circus.
Yeah.
Let's $25. Go. Book now.
Unsurprising, like, my family stayed at Circus Circus for our family vacation when I was 13.
Same.
Yeah.
That's where we stayed. Westward Ho or Circus Circus.
We stayed at Circus Circus.
It's a good deal, dude. You get cable TV, internet, an alarm clock, a hairdryer, Jesse.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have hair?
Uh-huh.
The last time I walked into Circus Circus, there was an alarming amount of people in wheelchairs and amputees.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Why?
I don't know, but I saw the same thing.
I don't know.
We went in there, God, I think it was for a SHOT show, and we did it as a joke and just got some drinks in there one night. Everybody was in a wheelchair with a fucking oxygen canister. I was strapped to the back, and they were all...
That tracks for Circus Circus. That's where you go...
Fucked up.
When you want to spend all of your money on the gambling and none of the money on where you're staying, right?
They even ID me when I was walking the fucking floor when I was 13.
No need.
Oh, no.
No need, Delco.
They'll take your business.
They sure will.
They'll take your business.
These happy, sloppy fuckers, dude. Yeah, oh, there's another wheelchair. Holy shit. The picture right there.
Old lady.
Circle
in a wheelchair.
That dipper, dude, in the wheelchair.
I mean, that's Atlantic City right there.
That's AC all over your face.
You got overweight lady, a guy in an NFL shirt. Yeah.
Where's the oxygen tank?
It's probably strapped
to the back of
Homegirl.
Yeah.
Look at him. Why is he bending down to wheel her there?
I think he's talking to her.
Zoom in, and her arm's in a fucking cast too, this old lady. Jesus Christ.
She's going through it.
Yeah. she's brittle. She's brittle. She's frail.
Oh,
what are the odds she's still alive?
None. Absolutely none.
Yeah.
You ever do that? You ever look up people from your past that are older and just to see if they're dead? I did it. Mm-hmm. I did it the other day.
Mm-mm.
With an old high school football coach. I was like, oh, shit, I bet you that guy's fucking dead now. It wasn't. He was alive. He just happened to be old as shit.
Right. Well,
which is crazy.
That happens, too.
It does. It does. This has been a fucking great show today. What are we going to end this with? We got a nature nook or a crime corner here? What are we fucking with?
All right. Are we picking?
I'll let you do whatever you want. We can do both. I don't give a shit.
I don't know if we have time for both.
I ain't got nowhere to be,
okay,
Bobby.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think the nature nook is funnier.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at how fast Delco is on that nature nook. He loves it. I can't wait until AI takes over and we have monkeys shooting down from the sky and all that shit. Nailed it. It was close. It was very close, but
I nailed it.
I got it.
You nailed it.
I was under the wire.
All right. This one, we don't have a video.
I don't have a video. I have a photo to illustrate, though. But
what we're talking about.
This is a bit of a sporting nature nook.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Iditarod race?
Yes. Big fan.
It's going on right now.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is. You know who just posted about it?
Who?
Buzz Aldrin. That's how I found out. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I follow Buzz Aldrin on Twitter. And he posted about it. He said it's the world's greatest race.
I tend to agree after reading this story.
Okay.
So, one thing I didn't realize that you have to do on the Iditarod race is potentially kill things.
Well.
Really?
Yeah, if you have to, right?
Like a bear?
Kind of.
Like for food?
No. But yeah.
Oh, like just in case they get in your way of the dog?
Yeah.
If you get attacked or something comes at you, you could pop off.
Yeah. But.
There are rules.
There are rules to the killing.
All right. What are the rules?
So, for example, this happened, right?
Yeah, this happened.
The mushers. I don't have it in front of me, so go.
So, essentially, within the first 24 hour of the race, a moose came across the trail and started attacking the mushers. The different fucking things. One race guy, or I don't know, musher or whatever.
They said musher.
Punched the moose in the face.
Yes, you have
love,
to.
Love.
Love that.
But eventually had to shoot it and fucking kill it because it was attacking his dogs. Now, here's the thing that gets interesting about the Iditarod race.
Yeah.
You can't just kill something.
Yeah, you can't just like shoot them and keep going.
There's side quests.
All right. What are the rules and regulations on that?
You got to dress that fucker.
Yeah. So you've got to like quarter it, dress it, make sure that it's like.
Pop that open. That's on screen there. That's a lot of work and time, by the way. So that's not, I mean, you're going to lose the race on something like that. If you get attacked by a moose and have to dress it like this.
Yes.
You're going to get last place. Sorry. You're going to lose the race.
So this moose popped out. The guy tried to get away from it,
punched it
in the face. Yep. Nothing's working. He shot it. It was basically fucking up his dogs because he shot it dead and it fell onto his sled. It was too heavy to move off the trail. Yeah. So every other musher that came through afterwards, because this guy was out in front, had to just drive over a dead moose.
That's dressed too, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. If the moose is not fully dressed or whatever, when the next guy comes along, he's got to continue gutting it.
Wow.
It's a team effort.
No, you just like can't pass or kill an animal without it being, if it's dead, without it being dressed.
No team, this is the exact rule, rule 34, killing of game animals. No teams may pass until the animal has been gutted and the musher killing the animal has proceeded. So when if he kills it in the trail like he did, he's dressing it. You can't pass him until he's done dressing it.
Okay, so then you could still, you're not losing any time, right? Because they can't pass you.
It's like you take a caution lap.
Where everyone just stops
and starts cutting an animal to pieces in order to keep the race
going. What a weird fucking race, you
that
guys.
That does sound like the world's greatest race.
That sounds fucking incredible.
Better than being at the Daytona 500, for Christ's sakes.
Yes, yeah, so you're I left
after 40 laps.
But who has to carry the meat out? Because you're talking about quite a bit of weight now.
You are.
Right?
I mean,
like, is it the team that killed it? Do they have to carry the meat?
No, they report it to the race officials, and I think they go back, and someone goes and gets it from there.
I would like to take the meat. Do you get to take the meat home if you killed it?
I don't know. Maybe you can request it.
Yeah. I would love to.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had moose, actually. But I'd like to give it a go.
Yeah.
Is that any good? Dan's giving it a thumbs up. He says it's good. I'm all in, dude. The Iditarod. No wonder Buzz Aldrin, dude, is a fucking man posting about this. That's where I learned this from, that it was even going on.
Right.
I didn't know about the whole goddamn killing of the animals and shit.
Now, there is a sad side to it.
This
dog was wounded in the moose attack.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be airlifted to Anchorage, Alaska. It's out of surgery, but currently in critical condition. The pup's name is Falu.
Yeah, just like Emily Willis, the porn star. Are they side by side? Are they in the same room?
This is Emily Willis holding the dog.
Oh, boy. Full circle moment here.
Yeah. And this is weirdly not the, I found this, which is crazy. I don't know how this even happens, but not the first dog injuries this team has suffered.
No. I wouldn't think it was, Bob.
Two of CV's dogs were killed and three critically injured when a snow machine driver plowed. He got his thing got
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
Oh, he got fucking Rennered out there.
Renner was out on the loose by a
snow machine and it just like ripped up three of his dogs or five of his dogs.
Jeez. Yeah.
Well, that was worse than Jesse's fucking crime corner.
I know.
That was great.
You always got to bring it back. I didn't know. I was reading it as I was talking to you guys.
I don't give a shit about that man anymore.
I don't know that
Rob
you finished an entire
Rob just said three dogs got ran over
article.
By a snowmobile.
No, five.
What'd you say?
Two I don't know killed. If you finished a full article on your entire... Like, you just skipped over five fucking dogs dying like that?
No, this is a different one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Okay.
I knew Jesus. About this.
Okay, gotcha.
He's just
gotcha.
Saying... Yeah.
I'm saying when she brought up the guy that got caught on fire. It's,
yeah.
We're all giggling at him. And then
yeah,
like,
we're laughing. Oh, and I was like, dead, he's yeah. dead.
But he inhaled dead. The flames and died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as bad as five fucking dogs getting run over.
By Jeremy Renner.
A human dying versus five dogs. Where are you at on that?
Wasn't he in prison, though?
Which one? Renner?
No, the guy on fire. Wasn't he a criminal?
He was arrested.
Yes, he was in police custody.
But for drunk and disorderly.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah, not like he should not have died 100%. Like it was really bad.
So unfortunately for this racer, Dallas Seavey, he he did get to go on. I don't think he necessarily lost. I think people didn't get to pass him maybe or something, but he is now a dog short.
Ah,
the moose kind of red carded his sled.
Yeah, day late and a dog short.
He's a dog short and a couple, you know, gains followers, right? Like, yeah. You know, do I know about anyone else in the Iditarod?
Sure don't.
Nope.
Sure don't. But that's why Buzz Aldrin was all in on this shit. What a fucking dude.
And man. I believe this happened in the dead of night as well.
Oof.
God.
Good for them.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
That's the Iditarod.
Bit of it.
It's you versus nature. Look at the Iditarod trail. It's fucking insane.
It is, dude.
Great. I saw some headline on BBC today. Guys running the length of Africa at night, which doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, you wouldn't be able to see him. Oh, God. Wouldn't be able to see him.
The Let's find wildlife. Some nature nooks from that. From cool. that
right?
race.
That dude's going to die, right?
Ga-ga-ga-ga. Yeah.
If he's going to Forrest Gump his way through like the African Sahara and shit.
Yeah, you can't gump it through the Sahara. Mm-mm. That's just not the place to do it. If you're going to gump it up.
It's like the gods must be crazy, right? Does he have shoes on even?
No. Fuck no, he doesn't. Part of his sandal's missing because he had to use it for stew.
You know? Sure.
What, Jesse?
Yeah.
He had to use it for dip.
Mm-hmm.
It was, do you have chips? No. Break off sandal. You break off sandal. And then boom, eat that. Kind of dip a chunk of sandal in there. Get a little bean dip in your mouth, you know, mm-hmm. whatever they're doing over there. Guava.
Sure.
All that fun stuff. What a show, dude. What a fucking banger today, wasn't it?
It really was.
Son of a bitch, man. Look, if you're out there and the Iditarod isn't on your bucket list, I think it should be.
Here's what you do. You go up to Alaska, buy a gallon of water.
Yep.
Dump a third of it out. Fill it with alcohol and electrolytes. Call it Iditaborg.
Oh.
There it is, dude.
Iditaborg.
There it is, dude. And to everybody out there who's holding a Borg up against the man this weekend, dude, we're proud of you. Dump some hard AF seltzer on those goddamn Borgs, dude, and live your life. Live your life. Don't let those losers in Miami tell you how to live or party. Fuck them. Their last name isn't Patterson. I'm not your fucking dad, all right? Fuck them. Borg it up, dude. We should have a fucking... Now, that I could support if we were going to fucking Borg in the streets together.
Cyborg?
Yes. Yeah. Just everybody Borging in the streets together. Mm-hmm. That would be the best. Forget about Palestine. Who gives a shit about Palestine? It's Borgs against the machine, dude. Borg versus man.
Right.
Brown v. Borg. Let's go. Fun meeting, though. Those guys were in their late 50s telling me about Borgs, too.
Wow.
I mean, they might have kids doing it.
I had no idea about a Borg.
And the way the guy said it, he was just so disappointed. He goes, oh, no, man, there's Borgs. And I was like, what the fuck's that?
You learned about Borgs, yeah. And never looked back.
Can you imagine? Like,
we all just started dying laughing, dude.
How old your oldest again?
He's 9. About to turn 10, yeah.
Okay, so in 8 years, well, actually 6 years probably, you reach under his bed, find an empty gallon.
What is this? But it's got a name on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Are you peeing in this?
It's just arts and crafts, Mom. I know what a Borg is.
I know.
Jay calls it the drinking Borgs. It's just...
Drinking Borgs podcast, yep. There you go. It's like all I'm going to be thinking about today is like different names for the
same
Borg.
Same here, dude. Same here. Maybe Thursday's show on Patreon, we should go through the top 100 Borg names. Bob, will you look for... I remember reading that article a while back, but I kind of breezed through
there
it.
There's actually... I remembered this later. There's a subreddit on Reddit called just r frat, which I remember back from my TFM days. And when I used to follow it before I deleted my Reddit, I used to see posts regularly that were like... good Borg names.
Good. So nice.
Let's for Borg suggestions.
I tell you what, dude. Nice. We'll do a full Borg show for spring break on Thursday.
Should we just bring some Borgs?
Yeah, I mean,
let's Borg it up.
You might have to Borg it.
Will you get some? Yeah, just grab some gallons at HGB and we'll Borg it up. All right.
I'm at the house.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Yeah. I'm in. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's Borg it up. We'll do a Borg show on Thursday. That'll be fun because you're actually going on spring break. You're getting out of here.
I am.
Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you.
Good for me.
Yeah. Enjoy sunny California.
And the beaches. Enjoy not having any kids. Who's going on spring break? Sounds like you.
Woke up in a new Borgatti.
Nice.
Nailed it. Yeah. Dan and I will be at a tasting and a meet and greet on Saturday. in Bernie. Do you know the name of it? You know the name of it? I'll say it. We'll talk about it on Drinking Bros over there. I just got the text message, so I don't typically keep my phone on during the show. But we'll be out in Bernie, Texas, which is right near San Antonio, on Saturday afternoon. We'll put the deets up on all the socials and all that fun stuff. And then we'll borg it up on Thursday. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.